Hello, and welcome to Openly Gamer Theater, an actual play podcast of tabletop role-playing games from the producers of Gamers Table. Be warned, this production may contain some explicit material that may not be suitable for all audiences. Welcome to the first episode of actual play.
Roll Star credits.
Wow, that was quick.
The title of this is Power of the Dark Side. It's a Star Wars Saga Edition actual play podcast. There is a online supplement to this that you can go to. We'll put a link to it in the line notes. It's through Obsidian Portal, and it has all character bios and everything on it. So, all right, so let's begin.
Hi, I'm Mike. I'm playing Kadri Divis.
Hi, this is Dan. I am playing Xander Vex.
Hi, this is Mark. I'm playing Damus Karn.
Hi, this is Jason. I'm playing Rick Denier.
And I'm Sean. I'll be playing Siphus Bond.
You are on the Imperial capital world of Dromund Kaas, having been summoned there for a mission of grave importance. The three Sith, Kadri, Xander, and Damus, are all standing before the Dark Council in the council chambers. Rick and Siphus, you are standing just outside the large double doors that lead to the council chambers.
Because of your schlubs.
Standing there with you is, as always, your confidant, Emma San, who is a Zeltron negotiator, businesswoman. She does a lot of Denier's business handlings with him. So starting with the Sith, standing before the Dark Council, the Dark Councilmen are all in their little alcoves. As you walk in, everything's in shadow, very little light, and you see that there are five of the council members standing in their alcoves, and you can barely see them because of their hooded cloaks.
Are they actually there, or are they holograms?
They're actually there. You don't see any holographic projectors. You would notice that right away. You are standing side by side. Damus, you are standing to the far left. Kadri, you're standing in the middle. And then Xander's on the right. You've been standing there for just a few moments before one of the... They never show their faces when they meet with people who are not in the council. So just from one of the alcoves, and the sound resonates from around the room.
You all know why you are here. I trust that your masters have told you that one of our own has been found.
Kadri and Damus, for the two of you, the presence of Dan being here is a slap in the face.
Yeah.
Because it was not supposed to be him, not some trumped up henchman. A Sith master was supposed to be leading this mission. Mm. And instead he sends his apprentice.
Yeah.
Lackey.
Well, that just puts us all on even footing now.
Not particularly even.
Some are more even than others.
But the council doesn't, just by their tone and what they're saying, they don't seem to acknowledge the fact that they've been slighted. Maybe they don't want to give it any power. Maybe they expected that. They say,
Darth Inferis, the Dark Lord, who has been missing for 10 years. We believe he has been found. 2 weeks ago, a Mandalorian was picked up by Republic Judicials.
Bah.
Trying to sell Sith and Jedi relics. He was trying to fence them.
Surely he did not live out the day.
He is being held in a detention cell on Ord Mantell. The Jedi were contacted, and they were to send an emissary to pick him up for questioning where he got these relics, what he was doing with them, who he was intending to sell them to. Fortunately for us, that transmission was intercepted. We have a man in Ord Mantell who will be able to lead you to where the Mandalorian is being held. His name is Cero Lassiter. He is an Imperial intelligence officer. When the Mandalorian was arrested, several of the items were put into storage as evidence. One piece of evidence didn't make it to storage. A box containing a holo recorder was there. That holo recorder has been smuggled here. On it is the recording of Darth Inferis.
And you assume it to be authentic?
It has been authenticated.
By whom?
I ag it on.
And then you hear blaster fire. Choo-choo.
What are we shooting at each other?
Mandalorians get bored. They shoot things.
Right.
He says,
it has been authenticated.
Very well. I smile.
You all know of the history of Darth and Ferris, do you not?
We do, Master.
Yes.
Great man.
It is believed that and Ferris is in possession of quite a few items that might be of interest to the Empire. The Emperor himself wants them recovered. Also, the Emperor himself wants Inferis recovered.
It shall be as you say, Masters.
And this is like, this is huge, right?
Oh, this is mega huge. Right. Yeah.
Because this doesn't happen.
No. Okay. Especially to apprentices, no.
No. It's really important, but not quite important enough to send Masters.
Right. Kind of makes me feel like we're the B squad for something else that's going on that's probably more important.
Well,
or the distraction.
That's a very good point. You know, why are they sending three apprentices? Why aren't they sending a full Sith Lord?
Why are they sending two real apprentices along with this half-trained monkey?
Right.
Wow.
I thought he was talking about me. I looked up and he was thumbing it down.
Trained monkey.
Half-trained monkey.
Free thinkers.
The Mandalorian that you seek is named Merrill Lowe.
Merrill Lowe.
It is believed that this Lowe may have been in contact with Inferis wherever he is. It is imperative that the Jedi do not claim him.
They won't.
You are to go to Ord Mantell, find out what this Mandalorian knows, follow the trail to Inferis.
Another one of the council members says, there is a complication.
But of course. Sean says from the hall.
But of course! He bangs on the wall. There's always a complication.
Son of a...
says, we will play you the recording of Inferis, and you can judge for yourself.
Side and the dark side can be measured by the width of a wire. That is where I am, on a wire, crawling on my belly, trying not to cut myself in two, but not wanting to survive off of my wire. Paracide, prolicide, deicide. The force compels us to kill them all. Nothing is immune to the will of the killing force. The Jedi accuse us of being murderers, but they will destroy more than any other philosophy in history. They will perish. I hate them. The Jedi. The Sith.
So, can he and I hear any of this?
No.
Okay. He's fucking mad.
So all these notes have been taken, I should just throw them away?
No, you can keep them. That's fine.
Yeah. I got my bug up to the door.
Sure. Well, you could do a perception roll to see if maybe you can hear through the door.
Ooh. Dog fucking bonkers he is.
My Victoriana character is invading.
Cockney. Star
Wars. Plus 10, Eric.
Okay.
18.
18?
I have a plus 11.
Okay.
Roll it.
Woo! That'd be a 28.
Jason, you hear muffled discussion. The only thing you hear clearly is, it has been authenticated! Sifus, you hear quite a bit. You hear the recording. You hear a lot of the discussion going on inside.
This was clearly the last diary entry of a friggin' lunatic.
So
I don't see a problem.
Yeah. So the holo recording fades out after you and it's a visual of Darth and Ferris. Now none of you have really seen his face before.
I've never met him.
And all you see in this is just more of
isn't he your master?
No.
All you really see is kind of like a half part of his face, because as if the light was behind him whenever he recorded this. But yeah, very slunked down, like almost like a beaten man. That was the just the body language that he was giving off, and then it cuts off. And
he drunk dialed the Dark Council.
I think it's a sham.
Well, so it cuts off, and he says,
it is the judgment of the council that Inferis be recovered. Should he show any sign that he is not with his faculties, he is to be eliminated.
It shall be as you say, Counselor.
Who has determined this?
You are.
I am? Well done.
The three of us.
Nobody, no, you say, I am, well done. And then you, that's, they don't reply to that. They just say, you are, they project it out there. So take it as you will.
Man, I'm glad I didn't make a Sith. Three is complicated enough.
Yeah, it's, it ought to be fun.
I don't have to kill anybody. They're just going to stand back and do it themselves.
We'll see.
All right, so, says,
find Inferus. Bring him before us. You may go.
Bow my way out.
Okay.
A turn.
The will of the council will be done. Back out.
Okay.
Sniveling.
Double doors open. You see a roguishly good-looking man, a battle-hardened man, and a super hot woman standing there, and also a council lackey, you know, a runner. As you three come out, the runner bows before you and says, "My lords, this is Rick Dania. He is to be your transportation."
Gentlemen.
It is imperative that you not arrive on Imperial transport. As you may or may not know, Ord Mantell is in a state of civil war. Imperial presence there is minimal outside of special forces units. If you arrive on any transport, there is a risk of exposure.
Thank you for delivering the obvious. You may go.
My lords. Turns and walks away. So, yes, Rick Denier.
Well, gentlemen, if you'll follow me to the Hawk, we can get underway.
Very well.
This is my associate, Cyphus Bond.
Do their names ring a bell?
You can make a galactic lore roll.
Well, I'll throw out there. You can call me Crash.
Good. A pilot who's crashed things.
How well do you know Ord Mantell, Captain Denier?
Been there often enough. How well do you need me to know it?
That will suffice.
Anybody who wants to make a galactic lore roll, if you have it.
I don't have any knowledge skills whatsoever.
Okay. If you don't have it, you can...
A true Sith.
You can roll it.
Is he playing pickles?
No, I'm the Sith Academy's golden boy. I know that. You want something done with the Force, I'm your man.
Sure.
But I've never left the Academy,
you don't have galactic lore?
He's not very worldly, man. He just came out of the Academy.
I graduated top of my class because I studied all the time. I didn't go to parties. I studied.
So, but you can in Saga Edition, all the skills are available as untrained. You just roll whatever you're not all of them, but most of them.
Is that one of them that is?
Yes, Galactic War
5.
Yes, you've not heard of any of these guys.
Wonderful.
Hmm. Yeah. Just straight up
10
knowledge. You said,
yeah.
15.
I've never heard of any.
You've
of
never heard
names.
Of. You've never heard of the name. Never. He refers to his ship as if you may have heard of it. You've never heard of it.
I feign acknowledgement.
Isn't being famous a detriment to being a smuggler?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Don't you kind of strive to be the least known smuggler?
No, it just depends on what circles you're running in.
Exactly. And in the Sith circles, no one's heard of this guy.
Which I'm cool with. Kadri, I got no problem with that.
Kadri, you've not heard of Denier, maybe heard of his reputation.
Uh-huh.
That, you know, yes, there's a guy who calls himself Crash who's a really good smuggler. But what you do know is that the name Bon, Cyphus Bon, is a Mandalorian name.
Great.
And it's pretty apparent by the fact that this guy's wearing Mandalorian armor, but also...
He's authentic.
He's authentic.
Maybe.
He's from the Varad clan, which is a very ruthless bunch of killers.
So stay in line.
So what the council has done has put together a ticking time bomb.
Pretty much.
I wonder why they would do that for such an important mission.
It's just so I can prove that I'm the best.
Right. You've been brainwashed very well.
Conflict is a true test of our powers.
Absolutely. Your powers, maybe.
Do I have a speeder of any kind, land speeder?
There's one waiting outside the
Citadel. Okay, I didn't know.
Yeah,
I had one.
That will take you to the spaceport.
Welcome to Johnny Cab.
That reminds me, Cyphus. We do need to acquire a land speeder. This one will do.
What clan is Meryl Lowe?
Would I know?
You do know.
That's it. I think so.
Galactic lore check.
15.
Wow, I don't have to roll 19. To get that.
Okay, yeah. the last name Lo is also Varad Clan.
Hmm. Just a smirk when I meet these two. Well, I mean, I've talked to you, but only a smirk to Bond over there.
Yes, and the female standing there is she introduces her name herself as.
I'm sorry, I totally forgot to introduce her. I'm sorry.
She just gives you a sideways look as you didn't introduce her, and she says,
"My lords, my name is Emma San, Mr. Daenerys' business partner."
As she gives him a sideways glance.
All right, I'll look at her, and I'll put my hands up, and I'll shrug my shoulders like, what?
What's her race?
She's Zeltron.
Yeah, I need a description on
Zeltron,
that.
She's near human. Right. Near enough human that she could pass for human with dyed hair. Okay. Usually they have like purple or pink hair.
Okay.
Yeah, and but they are.
So she could very well be human.
Yeah. They are all super
punk rocker.
Super sexy. That's what they're known for, being super sexy.
Right. Right.
Of course.
That's what
I'm a Zeltron too.
Are you?
No.
You're dead sexy.
I was going to say, judging by your picture, you just look dead.
Yeah, he's barely holding together.
They don't let you out much there at the academy, do they?
Yeah, most of the academy's underground.
Your guy looks pretty pasty, too.
Oh, no, I'm good looking. I'm really good looking. I'm beautiful.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, when they come out, this is the first time that you two, Rick and Cyphus, that you've seen them. That's the impression that you get, is that they walk in. Kadri is a rather nondescript-looking guy. Actually, probably doesn't look like he'd be powerful at all.
Which is why I'm watching him the most.
Watch him the most. Karn looks like he's been half mutilated, half incinerated. And
he's pretty crispy. Yeah.
And Vex walks out, and he looks like he could be an underwear model.
Side job.
All right.
So
okay, so I assume we're leaving now.
Yes. I'm ready to go, unless... Do you have any bags you need to pick up?
I'll wire to have my effects delivered to where you docked.
Docking bay 1138.
Of course you are.
Sure. Wow.
Smacked in the face.
1138.
Yes.
Okay. So, yes, the trip to the ship is pretty uneventful. I mean, you make your way to the docking bay and...
I'll just force crush birds on the way.
wow, this guy's odd.
Keep
this is Droman Kos. There may not be a whole lot of birds left.
Yeah. Because everybody does it.
Right, it's the pastime. So
that, or you have the universe's most hard-ass birds, and they can just take it.
They've evolved past force crushing.
Razor robins.
Yes.
You reach the ship. And standing there is another council flunky waiting for you as the speeder pulls up. And he waits for Rick and Cyphus and Emma to board before approaching you and says, my lords, the council has one other thing of note for you to peruse. Something found in the box that this smuggler has brought back with him. The same box that contained the item that they showed you. He holds out a small, slender... rectangular box. He says, it is sealed, my lords. I know not what is in it. And he turns and walks away.
Have we seen that kind of container before?
Yeah, I was taking a room and look at it.
Okay, yeah. It's a metal container that looks like it slide, the top slides off, but it's been sealed.
It's a Pringles can.
Be careful with that card.
Yeah, space Pringles.
I sense... I don't care what's in the box.
What's in the box?
I have a pretty good guess as to what's in the box.
Could you show me to my quarters?
Absolutely.
I'm going to go in and meditate.
Okay. So you walk in. Your
I
thing.
Have to know what's in the box. Yeah, I have a noob question about Jedi characters, not having played too many of them.
Okay.
Are there any just standard force yes. powers that all... Well, force people
yeah, that's
use.
That's what I'm looking at. I'm looking at the use force skill.
So that's a skill.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, like, I'm trying to...
Because I know, I was looking at my powers, I'm thinking, well, you know, where's just the generic
powers? Yeah, basically you've got activate power, which would be anything on that list, force trance, move light object, search your feelings, sense force, sense surroundings, and telepathy. I guess I'm sensing force.
Okay.
On the box.
All right. So you take the box, both you and Kadri are standing there. Xander goes up and goes into his quarters on the ship.
Well,
and
I'll take him to where the quarters are. It's not actually a dedicated stateroom necessarily. It's more of a converted cargo space, essentially.
Right.
But it's comfortable.
I got a 27.
All right, so you're sensing, you search your feelings. And
for the Sith, would that be search your hate?
Search your hate.
Fuck.
I search my feelings. There's my hate.
I hate.
Where's everything else?
Whatever is in this, I hate it.
I focus my hate.
Search your feelings. You knew it to be true.
That's right, like almost, Cartman. I was going to say that almost like the between Cartman and Owen's mama.
Well done.
Owen's mother.
the Emperor.
I changed my mind, Eric. I'm going to play Owen's mom.
This campaign just went in a new direction. Okay.
Maybe I should make Raquel and talk like Anne Ramsey.
I'm going to make Rick's mom, who just won't leave the ship.
throw Rick's mama from the train.
Throw Rick's mama out the airlock.
Out the airlock.
Yeah,
right.
Why does a Star Wars campaign have to be serious?
Come on.
We should do a slap
shot. Come on, Syphus. You got to throw my mom out of the airlock.
We'll swap murders.
Pew, pew.
So, yes, you focus your hatred into this box. You damn box.
I hate boxes.
I hate these boxes.
My daddy.
Sith are so stupid.
Daddy locked me in a box.
I hate boxes. There's tape on this box, and I can't get my fingernail under the tape.
I stand by anxiously.
It's like, man, that ready guy hates to, this box.
Ready wow. to take the box from him if he dares to destroy it.
Okay.
Oh, my God. We don't need this box.
Inside the box, you slide it open. You focus your hatred into it, and yes, there is something. There is a slight twang. Of
twang.
Box got a little stank on it.
It's got a little stank in it.
Box needs to freshen up a bit.
Apparently, this is Darth Ferris's urine sample. You may have it.
This is of no use to the dark side. Sorry, Eric. I know you wanted this to be serious.
No, that's
screwing
fine.
That up.
That's
completely.
Fine. No, we keep all that. So anyway, yes, you focus into this.
Trying to get this box open for 20 minutes.
There's something. Yeah, there is something in the box. There's something with a Force signature in the box, but it's very, very faint. You open it up, and there is a blood red crystal. Looks like it's got a fine crack down the length of it. But there is
this is like a dark crystal size crystal, not like a lightsaber crystal.
It's a dark crystal size crystal, yes.
Mm, okay.
But the first thing that you think is the quality of it. It could probably be used to make a
lightsaber.
But it's imperfect. It's cracked, so then you probably couldn't use it. But as you open it and you're looking at it, yes, there's a residual force to it. There's also a residual dark side to it.
Ooh.
Best not handle that here. Wait till you're inside.
Yes, it's best to handle it in the ship.
Inside where we might die.
Since when does Sith care about that?
Yeah, I'll just keep this.
Okay. Putting it all together, this was in the box that Rick smuggled
with
here.
Recording?
With the recording. Mm-hmm. Now, those of you who don't know, yes, you think, yes, it could be used for a lightsaber. The problem is Sith don't use natural crystals.
No, they use...
They make their own crystals for their lightsabers.
It's cute because Arconium looks just like a real diamond.
That's right. And it's because it's a focus of their talent and they think of it as a focus of their talent and their hatred and their passion that they create this. Jedi use natural crystals because they're
hippies.
They're hippies.
Right.
So, but this isn't a constructed crystal. It's a natural crystal that is infused with the dark side.
All right.
And look what it did.
Interesting.
Yeah. I don't know what to do with this, so...
If you do not want it, I will hold on to it.
Oh, no, I'll keep it. The end of it's me. It's mine.
As you say.
I was still there. I believe you took it from him. That's a little bit different than being
That's
handed.
Not how I remember it at all.
Wonderful.
So
very well, Apprentice Carr.
Yes, Apprentice Divas.
I board the ship.
All right, so you go to your quarters first.
And I'm meditating. I can feel what's going on.
Oh, yeah,
on
you feel
outside.
You feel there's
a lot of tension.
There's some tension and friction going on.
It brings a smile to my face.
But the first thing you notice when you walk into this room is, yes, it has a very serviceable bed, a place for meditation. You know,
I sleep on the floor.
Well, it's like a pallet or whatever. But there's also a welcome basket.
That is unexpected.
Are there three welcome baskets or just
each one? Of you have a welcome basket.
Davis Khan needs no fruit basket.
It's got some like confectionaries and
so I'm in there first, right?
Yeah.
There's one basket.
Damn.
I'll take all of it.
No, there's not three baskets in your room. There's one basket in each of their rooms.
Yes.
I was going to steal their chocolate.
No.
How much time does he have?
No, it's
not
he
that
one.
Much,
I would
not that say. Much time. But yes, there's like a few bottles of spirits and
and all of which are illegal.
Okay.
So we got booze, chocolate.
Booze, chocolate, and a garment, a shirt with a symbol on it.
Okay.
A shirt with a symbol.
Have I ever seen this symbol before?
You have.
Okay.
Stenciled on the side of the ship.
Oh.
Wow.
It is a commemorative t-shirt of...
arrogance.
The Nomad Jeerhawk.
I put it on. It's part of it. It's like a disguise because we're being smuggled in. This is the first time you've smuggled anything. You're smuggling us in.
I've smuggled plenty.
This is the first in-game thing that Jason has ever smuggled.
I don't think that's necessarily true, Dan. I just don't recall specifically. There isn't usually a lot of call for smuggling.
Sure.
When you're playing Star Wars, it's usually Rebel versus Empire. So.
Sure.
Okay, so the trip from Dromund Kaas to Ord Mantell is actually not very long at all.
Yeah, I'll eat the chocolates, I'll drink the booze, but I'm going to force lightning the shirt out of existence.
I'll shut down the fire extinguisher.
He just has to sleep in smoke.
No, he does that, and it sets off the sprinklers.
That's why I shut it off.
It's raining on him.
That's precious water. That's
Ooh, recycle it.
Can't just let that go.
I save my items in the gift basket, and I will wander the ship a bit.
Okay. The ship is an XS. It's a Corellian stock-like freighter.
That's right. Yes, I did.
Divas, it's not a big ship. I mean, it's decent size. Right. So, yes, wandering around the ship, you find that there are a few other crew members that you weren't introduced to.
Right.
Namely, there is a med bay, and there is a medical
droid
there.
Yes, that would be one of the first places I go to.
Okay. The
just in case.
The med droid looks at you and says, "May I be of service to you, sir?"
Not now.
Very well. He turns back to his experiment.
There's a droid doing an experiment. I will be doing lots of meditative healing.
There is, down in the gunner's well, there is somebody down there. But they have the inside door locked, so no one can come in and see them.
There's no window or nothing?
Oh, yeah, there's a window in there.
Well, I'll peek.
You peek in, and you see an Aqualish man sleeping.
All right.
Aqualish is the...
what Obi-Wan cut its arm off in the first movie.
Got it.
Yeah.
Walrus man.
Okay. Not a Balchinian.
Not a Balchinian, no.
And before we actually took flight, I actually wanted to introduce myself personally to each one and told them if they get out of line on the ship, they will meet my blaster.
You talking to them?
Yeah.
Okay, you can tell me that in the hall.
You're welcome. Right. What happened to the meeting we had?
while Rick flies, other stuff happens.
Sifus band goes around and tries to intimidate the Sith.
Yeah.
So yes, you're looking in the gunwale and you see the sleeping Aqualish. You're like, okay. Turn around and the Mandalorian standing right behind you.
Well, I'm definitely not one to be sneaked up on.
Yeah, you heard him. You heard him walk up on. Well, actually, let's do this.
Yeah,
let's do it.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be an opposition game.
Yeah, roll your.
I want to see some stealth.
Oh boy. Okay.
Sean, roll your stealth.
I'm drinking a little bit more.
Mike, like,
Sean might be making a new guy.
Perception.
I had a 15.
24.
It's not good.
Yeah.
Yeah, he heard you walk up.
You know, I'm always wearing the cloak and everything. Well, one hand under my cloak when I turn around, it's on the saber. But then my other hand, you know, is out. And then, you know, I'll just turn around and face you.
Are you looking for something, Kadri?
I am getting the layout of the ship.
If you have any questions, feel free to ask me or Rick at any time.
I will remember that. But what is really on your mind?
Just keeping order on the ship.
You may go.
I'll be gone with you.
Okay, I'll turn around and walk.
I walk away too.
Okay, and you walk around. There's not much else to see. There is an engine room. You see a small alien fixing a looks like he's some sort of a
The engine room doesn't hold a whole lot of interest to me, and this little alien creature seems to be beneath my notice, so I just keep kind of walking along, don't even bother him or talk to him.
Okay. He doesn't seem to notice you. Anything else? There's some crew quarters, and then there's the cockpit.
Yeah, I just kind of take note of where everyone's room's at, and then the unaccounted ones, I take my best guess whose rooms they might be.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to do the same thing Mike's doing, but I'm never going to leave my room.
Okay.
You're just going to use the force like a Sith.
But you see, I am used to sneaking around.
Anything else?
Sensing force.
Sensing force.
Try it again. About an hour later.
Oh, God.
Rolled a one, rolled a two. There's no living thing on the ship.
No, he's on the wrong ship.
You're in a droid transport ship.
The Tonsil Hawk, right? The Tonsil Hawk?
A Jawa spice freighter.
1139, right?
Right. Yes. That's a very good point, though. Everybody else roll. I want the two other Sith to roll use force.
20.
Okay.
24.
Mark, what was your total on your
17.
Goal? Okay, that's high enough.
Well, dude. That's not bad.
These are advanced
Remember,
characters.
Remember, this is skills. Skills, ones don't automatically fail.
Well,
step aboard the ship, you're looking around, and you're feeling that there are four force presences on this ship.
Ooh, nice.
What if me?
There's two of you.
I don't even count Mike because, you know, he hasn't been trained properly. He's been trained in sneaking around and wasting time.
Well, he went to the academy.
Yeah, I know. I don't think
he doesn't care.
I don't think much of his teacher or our teaching staff. And then there's, gotcha. You know, Xander over here, as I said, the half-trained monkey. So I don't count him either.
It's because I did not go to the academy.
At all. Right. So it must be me and this crystal box that I got.
Should you say monkey or monkey lizard?
Yes. Quacky monkey lizard.
Yes, you definitely feel there is another presence here. And I'm not talking about the box. That there is a dark side emanation from the box. But no, there is another force presence here.
All right, we're going to have to track that down.
Time to start taking midi-chlorian counts.
Yeah.
What? I force lighting Mike. Me personally. Maybe. I want to make sure there's no Jedi stowed away on here.
Okay, so make a use force check to hunt down.
That's much better. It's a 34.
Okay. Anybody else doing anything, or are you just kind of sitting it out?
Working out.
Eventually, I go back to the room to meditate and whatnot, and I'm not going to dwell on the other force presence right yet.
Okay. So you're walking around. You go back to your room as Karn walks out. Like stalking out, like what the hell is going on around here? Searching your feelings, and
that's going to make me laugh every time.
Searching your feelings, and finally, only hatred.
Yes, it's still there. All right,
I still hate.
Lead you to the cockpit.
All right,
because he likes cocks.
Who's in here?
The captain and the Mandalorian.
Are either of you Jedi?
Why, yes. No, of course not. That's ridiculous.
You better not lie to me. I'll find out.
Are you serious?
I think he's losing it. Sith, you know.
I'm gonna slap him with a little force persuade. There are Jedi aboard the ship. You best donate.
I like where this is headed.
21. Will save.
Versus will. Another crack. No, you don't roll. You just that's your defense.
Yeah.
What's your will defense?
My will defense?
Yes.
Well, the crap roll.
20.
So is this an intimidate kind of a thing?
It's force persuade.
It's you will tell me.
Oh, yeah.
I got like a 20, so.
But I mean, it's like you do roll that. An interrogating version of the mind trick or something?
Yeah, kind of.
My
He's
will.
Trying to compel the truth out of them.
21.
You rolled a 20?
I rolled a 21.
21, okay.
So
you set the DC with your defense, so I just got it.
Well, you got me.
Do you do it?
Yeah, I'm going to roll that.
Okay.
So just a D20.
Yeah, plus your skill.
Okay.
D20 plus your skill.
Declare.
Declare what you're going to do.
Apparently it's a secret.
What if he's trying to keep it a secret?
Well, that's fine. That's true. It is.
Rolled this defense.
Well, no, it's roll the skill indicated.
Which is use the force.
Correct.
Way to keep that secret.
Woo! Right 23.
And look at your power, and it tells you what a 23 does.
Ah. Well, it's not. I didn't get a 25, so 20.
Okay, hold on. Let me write this down.
So what does that do?
Sean is a Jedi.
As DC 15, accept the defense bonus increase +2.
So you...
So now I am 23.
23.
So I did not persuade him.
Right. So, and that's as a reaction.
These are not the droids you are looking for.
So you say, if there's a Jedi here, you better tell me. And
if I knew of any Jedi, don't you think I would? Or any Jedi on
really?
The ship?
Jedi? You, I believe. Him, not so much.
They both are very, you know, they turn and say, no, there's no Jedi here. Why do you ask?
Well, I'll be honest with you, though. I'm a great pilot. Maybe I'm force sensitive.
Your nickname is Crash.
It's just a nickname. It's kind of like, you know, you call a fat guy Slim. That's that kind of thing.
I've never done this.
I've never crashed a ship.
Not something we do on Korriban.
Sith.
Yeah. I just kind of give Sean the stink eye and walk back to my quarters.
Okay. All right. I look at you and I go, what the hell was that about?
I don't know. Must be a Sith thing.
Something you're not telling me?
Fly the ship.
Why, yes, co-pilot, I think I will.
Co-pilot insofar as he just stands there while you fly the ship, right?
No, he takes the stick down.
Oh, you do?
Sure.
And
I gotta sleep. The plane, too.
I gotta sleep sometime.
Is it a stick or is it like the bicycle grip that they had on the Millennium Falcon?
No, it's actually it's two knobs.
Two knobs.
Two soft knobs.
with fine-tuned tips.
Perv. That's for hyperspace.
We're going to warp.
Prepare for motorboat.
Eric, can you plant an idea, like with the force, can you plant a very base idea in somebody's head?
Suggestion?
Can you do that? I don't.
That's what the mind trick is.
Right? Yeah.
And is that a basic?
No. You have to take that.
That's the mind trick, but that's for people with weak minds, right?
But yeah, that means the low willpower.
It's fine.
Yeah.
All right, so.
I'm pretty sure I don't have that.
Unless there's any other shenanigans, you will.
I love that. He's trying to keep it quiet, so I just roll use force.
I just double-check the rest of the ship.
Okay. All right. You double check the rest of the ship. Like I said, there is an Aqualish in the gun hole. The gun hole's locked. He's asleep. You don't care. Then
he's not admitting any force. So.
And then there is a strange small alien in the engine compartment that's working on a burnt out spanner or not a spanner, but a.
Yeah, he's fixing this. He's using a wrench, basically.
He's using the spanner to fix some hydraulics. And he looks really excited when you walk in.
Are you a Jedi?
No.
Good.
And he just stands there wide-eyed and like slack-jawed as you walk in, and he's just
like... Do you
have
a picture of him?
No, I know you had one.
He looks like a cross between Gizmo and Alf.
Wow.
He is kind of funny looking.
And he's just staring at you in awe.
Are you one of the Sith?
Clearly.
Show me something.
Intercom.
Show you something?
You are the Force user because you know whatever's going on.
Dude, I'm in the cockpit. This is my ship. Don't you think I know what's going on?
You got the whole ship mic'd?
Maybe I do.
Oh, dear.
I was like, yep.
I'll force disarm and just take his wrench.
All right. He goes,
Jitan, get back to work.
He looks up.
All right, Rick.
Wow, Rick's got.
Bye, Sith.
I'll keep his wrench.
Bye, Sith. He just reaches into his pocket, pulls out another.
That was a whole set. Thank you.
That's right. Now it's worthless.
I've got his 416th or whatever.
Go put back my 757.
Is the standard or metric?
That's why the whole war started, because the Sith Empire uses the Imperial system, the Jedi use metric.
I thought it was a wide end versus narrow end.
You land, so this
trip the Sith is measure hyperspace in leagues. It's really weird.
Yeah, it's only a few hours.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fine.
Yeah.
No, it's whether or not a parsec is a distance or time.
Right. What's the whole argument? The Jedi Sith split.
So, the Nomad Jeerhawk comes out of hyperspace. You approach Ord Mantell. Now, the coordinates that you were given lead you to a complex out in the mountainous areas near the southern pole.
Is this Separatist territory or?
Yes. Okay. You're going to Separatist territory.
Okay. So, I don't need to go in silent?
No.
Okay.
No. There's virtually no space traffic here at all.
Okay. Well, I'm going to attempt to go in silent if I'm contacted by Separatist
authorities. You put it in whisper mode?
What's that?
Put it in whisper mode?
Yeah, I'll put it in whisper mode. If I have to go in silent, or I will go in silent, if I have to communicate with Separatist forces on the ground, then I'll do that, but only if I have to.
Okay. Once you hit atmosphere, you are contacted because you're headed right for them. And then they say, you know, send the clearance code.
I'll send them a clearance code.
Well, you were given this whole package.
Oh, okay.
Coordinates, but clearance code, everything.
Do I want to use that?
Use the older one.
I'm not going to use the one they gave me.
Okay.
I'm going to use something different.
Okay.
And here's where we get shot.
Parachutes.
Okay.
I'm sure our my crew is high speed enough that we can handle this. Calm down.
All right. So you give them a different code. Make a...
Use computer, perhaps?
Well, you just to send a code. I mean, is it something
like gather info
or deception?
You would have to.
Yeah, what's your deception?
You can't just randomly pick a code.
Why is mine only six?
Mine's a five.
Damn it, I'm a smuggler.
Maybe you should give them the code that they gave you.
Yeah, give them the code.
So, Rick's like, he's like, send us the clearance code and hold your position and send us the clearance code. And Rick starts rifling through old tapes looking for a code.
Password one. Yeah, I'll try that one.
Rick, just give him the damn code.
Now, that's with a capital P,
one,
right?
1, 2, 3, 4. All right.
Okay. You may proceed, and you are given a beacon goes off.
That was difficult.
And leads you to a landing bay.
Look, all I'm saying is there's other people watching us. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So remember, the next time we go someplace, not to go directly to it. Let's go from the side, and we'll come in on the ground.
Whatever. We're going to land. I'm going to walk away from it.
When have I ever not done that?
Okay, Crash.
It's a nickname again.
You had to get that nickname from somewhere.
All right. So
this is what happens when you give yourself a nickname.
So, Sith passengers, you feel that you enter atmosphere, and within 20 minutes, you feel that you land. Standing at the landing platform, you see, waiting for the ramp to come down, is a maintenance crew and a man in very nice, almost Corellian-styled fine attire, as all the ramp comes down and the engine starts to cycle down.
Still powering down.
Yeah.
Well, I will. I'll walk down the gangplank and I'll disembark and I'll approach the. I'm just gonna ignore the Corellian dude. I assume he's there for them.
Right.
I'm gonna go talk to the ground crew and make sure they do things right.
Okay. The mechanic walks up and he says, he points at your ship. He goes, that's a fine ship you got there.
You're damn right.
Does she make code? Well,
I guess it depends on what system we're in.
He nods. He goes, everything makes code here. I'm talking about, core worlds.
I got all the paperwork I need to get by in just about any system.
You Dania?
Well, of course.
Okay, so you're the owner of this thing. Okay, well then, there's...
This is the dressed up dude?
No, this is the maintenance guy.
Oh, okay.
The head maintenance guy. He says, if you don't mind, how about I have a look-see?
No problem. I'll give you a tour. Well, it happens all the time. People
toad on our boat.
Get the toad on my boat.
Hey, he's a fan. I'll give him a t-shirt before he leaves, too.
He had all of them silk-screened up.
Whenever I come out, I've got all of my gear and all my stuff in it in like a duffel bag, and I'm just wearing pants and the shirt.
I'm in disguise. I got hammer pants and a high-top fade.
I go. That's right. Looking sharp.
Thank you.
Looks good.
All right. How are you dressed, Mike, as you step out?
Well, what is the situation here? Ord Mantell, you said, had the Civil War going on, right?
Right.
So is there really... who's the Civil War being fought between again?
The Republic.
Right.
There's a Republic governor who was here who basically bailed on the planet. And left.
This is Republic space? I thought we were in...
No, it's independent space, but okay. It was a Republic-backed governor,
right.
And he bailed on the system because of political reasons. So in order to keep a Republic presence there, they declared martial law. Well, there's a separatist faction that's backed by Imperials that are trying to take over the government. You have these Republic troops they have no leadership,
so
really.
Neither side is Sith Empire.
No, the separatists are backed by the Sith.
So the place where we landed is
a separatist stronghold. So, Sith backed.
So us coming out as is would not be unseemly then.
No,
nope, not at all.
Then I come
out
as is.
I don't tend to come out as anything else.
Right.
So yes, just Xandar comes out as a tourist.
I'm a Sith BMF.
All right, so yes, you come out, and the well-dressed man steps forward, and he looks at the two obvious Sith. He doesn't even look at Xandar because you're dressed like a crewman. So he just looks, and he says, my lords, I am Sero Lassiter. My orders were to fill you in on what's going on here. I was told to expect three of you, though.
I nod.
Very well. He says, my lords, if you will follow me, I will take you into the briefing room and we can get started. Do you wish for your transport crew to come, or are they on a need-to-know basis?
They just fly the ship.
Very well, follow me.
I would prefer the Mandalorian to accompany me.
All right, he stops. You see this well-dressed man, you're standing kind of outside of earshot, and he They all turn and look at you.
Did I hear that?
No, you're with the maintenance guy.
Yeah.
Sure.
Very well.
You'll be compensated for your time, Mandalorian.
If you'll follow me, my lords. He leads you into a temperature-controlled room. He says, would you care for refreshments? He motions towards a droid, and the droid walks up with a tray.
Just move light object.
Okay.
Take the glass of water.
He says, I find it interesting, my lord, that you decided to include the Mandalorian in this discussion, mostly because we are instructed to...
Your opinion is irrelevant.
Very well, my lord.
On that, we agree.
Proceed.
He nods. This Lassiter comes off. He is impeccably dressed. Looks like not a hair is out of place. Even standing on a windy-ass landing platform with jets going, his hair is still perfect.
It's perfectly coiffed.
Was he Donald Trump?
It's not real.
And you talking down to him and putting him in his place doesn't faze him one bit. He just switches gears and
people
moves on.
People are kind of used to that in the Sith Empire, I think.
Right.
You've either got Sith or Lick Spittle.
Right.
Or dead guy.
And this guy, you were told, is Imperial Intelligence. He says, very well. He turns, pushes a button, hologram appears, shows you a face of a man. He says, this is the Mandalorian Meryl Lowe. He was picked up in Fort Garnick. A fencing ring sting operation was busted by Republic Judicials. The Judicials found several items of note. Most of them were Sith or Jedi design. Says that the Judicials contacted a local Jedi Knight who has taken over jurisdiction.
And where is he now?
Yes, sir. He was moved from Fort Garnick to a secure location, the Stellar Energy Station, located in the 10-mile plateau. It's a remote power plant, very easily defended. It also doubles as a holding area for Republic political prisoners. Pushes a couple buttons. He says, this is the Jedi Knight who has taken the Mandalorian into custody. He dispatched a communique to the Jedi Temple, which was intercepted by our agents. A false confirmation was sent back to the Jedi.
Well done.
He is expecting reinforcements and an escort to take the Mandalorian to Coruscant.
Well, shall we join the Jedi Order then?
I take that back. The Jedi Temple at Tython. The Jedi Temple at Coruscant has been sacked.
So we have all the information we need.
How often has that happened?
What?
The Jedi Temple's been sacked on Coruscant.
It happens, at least twice that I'm aware of.
It happens every narrative, basically. So we have all we need for our pilot to fly in, assuming that we are the Jedi, that we are those reinforcements. Is that correct? Do we have proper codes?
That is possible,
so,
my lord.
No.
Says, well.
You said, well, because you say we intercepted the transmission, you sent back a false.
A false
so, I mean, that's
message
when,
saying
that's
when it's
that
been
that
received.
Would, right, and so that that's when they would work out those details, your codes and all that, on what's to be expected, right?
Right.
That's, I mean, that's how I look at it.
Right. He says, yes, sir. The Jedi in question is a Jedi Knight named Vin Dorest. Dorest is a scholar. He's not a warrior. That we do know. He was on Ord Mantell studying something else when he was contacted. The power station in question has been targeted by an Imperial Special Forces unit here on Ord Mantell, who have just been waiting for proper clearance to actually make an attack on the facility. I have taken measures to contact the commanding officer of that unit, who is here and wishes to speak with you, should it please my lords.
It would, and them too.
The Jedi, though he is a scholar, he is also a skilled investigator. It is possible that attempts at subterfuge may be sniffed out. My lords, this is your mission. It's however you wish to do it.
This is how I look at it. If we have everything we need to land the ship, that's all we need, then their attack can proceed. Mm-hmm. All we have to do is get in.
Yep.
The door opens, and Imperial Commander walks in. Lassiter says, Commander Kress, these are the agents that were sent by the Dark Council. Kress looks at you and nods, and he says, my lords.
Nod.
Report.
I am Commander Willem Kress, commander of the 1st of the 9th Special Forces Battalion. My unit is on hold, pending your orders. Lassiter says, I took it upon myself, my lords, to inform Commander Kress that his Special Forces unit may be used for the purposes of perhaps a diversion. Kress nods and he says, what the Imperial Intelligence dog is trying to say is that this complex is a hard target. If you have any plans on landing your civilian ship there, I would recommend taking out the ion cannon first.
Yeah, I don't think this ion cannon's a good mixture for the ship.
Yeah, okay, no. So what we're saying is that we have no way to pretend that we are the Jedi reinforcement.
This is a extraction.
Because if that were the case, we wouldn't have to worry about the ion cannon. Well, I mean, we need to establish what they have for us.
What can you give us on the facility?
Press nods and he activates a view screen. He says the facility itself is set up as a stellar energy plant, surrounded by a ferrocrete wall with automated guard towers and a turret-mounted heavy ion cannon. The guard towers are automated by droid sentries, but I have it under good authority that there is a Republic presence there also, including Republic troops and Special Forces recon that use it as a base of operations.
Well then.
Hence the putting important political prisoners in their brig. Jason.
Yes.
Maintenance guy is checking out your ship.
Sure is a pretty bird.
She's fast enough for you, old man.
My name's Lemix.
Nice to meet you.
May I speak freely to you, sir?
I'll look around. Absolutely.
I've been on this rock for, 5 years.
Yeah.
Been working for those Special Forces boys.
Separatist forces?
No.
Imps?
Yeah. They got a unit here run by some crazy man. He likes blowing stuff up.
Oh, yeah?
But he also likes to talk.
Really?
About, things that are going on.
Chatter's a little too much, huh?
Yeah, and...
Yeah, I've seen that type.
There's a reason why your passengers are here.
Oh, yeah? What would that be?
Well, I don't know. But I do know where they're going.
Where are they headed?
He says it's a power plant.
Power plant, huh?
Yeah, it's on the 10-mile plateau. It's real easy to find, but there's a catch. You see, it's out in the open. You can't approach it by speeder, you'd have to have something pretty fast to get in there. It's pretty dug in. He says, your boys are walking into a trap.
You know of any other way to get in?
Well, he smiles. He says, I might. He says, there's an underground waterway. It's used to cool the plant. So if you had underwater transport, you could go right up its gut, come in through its water pumping station.
That's interesting. Says, you know where I could get some underwater transport?
Yeah, but it's going to cost you.
It always does.
You think that your boys will be able to pay it?
Are you kidding?
All right. You get them to pay the price. I can get you right up the gut.
What's your price? I'm going to key my comm to like an alert tone.
Okay.
For Emma.
Okay.
To find me.
There's a security chief at the station, Bothan.
Okay. Furry dude, right?
Right.
Furry fella.
Name of Forsh. It goes by another name. The White Rat. You got Galactic Lore?
Yes. 22.
Okay. The White Rat, you've heard the name before, and it's kind of a Kaiser Soze. It's a boogeyman that bad guys use to scare each other with. If you, keep messing with me, I'm going to call in the White Rat. He says, Forsh goes by another name, the White Rat.
I've heard of him.
He says that, the White Rat's been pretty busy lately. Just got back from a pretty important job, one that... wasn't appreciated, if you know what I mean.
I can relate.
I think the rat is... His time has come. You get your boys to take care of the rat. That's the only payment that I would need.
You can give us transport and route.
It can be arranged.
Okay. Where can I get a hold of you? You'll be here?
I'm always here. I've been here forever.
What docking bay are we at?
22. He says, yeah, it'll be arranged. Just get your boys on board.
Okay. Shouldn't be a problem.
Okay.
One way or the other, it'll be taken care of.
And he looks up and he says... Looks like your landing hydraulics needs a little adjustment.
Really? Is that something that I did?
Just wear and tear.
Okay.
He goes, I'll get my guys on it.
Get Jinton on it.
I got a mechanic on board. He can take care of it if you guys are busy.
And he goes, if you need any parts, just have your mechanic let me know.
Absolutely. Jinton.
Right. Yeah, Mick.
Where's Emma? She walks up. Okay.
She walks up as dude walks away.
All right. I'll look.
She's like, what's going on?
I thought negotiations might be in order, but turns out it might be a blue milk run.
Great.
I'll contact him since I know he's with them.
Yeah, and he's got a comm link inside his helmet, which wouldn't register to them. So
yeah, I'll call him and relay that info. I say I got a mechanic on the ground here that's I think tied into the underworld. He gave me some information that this place that our passengers are headed, they're walking into a trap. There's no way to approach it safely from the air or the ground. But he's given me an indication that he knows a secret way in, and he's going to help us with that. We just have to eliminate a certain someone.
Oh, that's not a problem.
I didn't figure it would be.
All right.
I specialize in eliminations.
I'll relay that message to these guys.
Where is this ion cannon? Is it inside the compound?
It's mounted on top. It could be targeted
from the outside.
Huh. Okay. But you'd have to get close enough to get it.
Right.
So,
which means it can get us.
All right. So, yes, the Commander Kress is, my boys, they can do whatever you want. If you want them to go in and take out that ion cannon, we can do that. You want us to go in and blow the hell out of the place while, you know, you guys come flying in a different direction? We can do that, too. Whatever your pleasure is, my lord, we can do it.
You have moxie.
Cool.
It is your ball to call, sir.
I don't know. I kind of like you guys take this infiltration thing with Jason, and then I'll come screaming in with the
Howling Commandos.
Yes.
I like that,
I was going to say Howling Banshees. I knew that wasn't right.
Their only hitch in this is we don't know about that plan yet.
I know. Well, I'm speaking out of character.
Right.
You can tell me because my voice is slightly less gravelly.
Only just. So.
I think Sean was about to relay that information to you.
What he just told me, I'm going to go ahead and tell you the plan.
I have inside knowledge of this plan, and it will work.
That's all I need was another reason not to trust you, Jedi.
Believe what you want, little man.
You, the captain, and his team take out the ion cannon. We will go in, myself, the Mandalorian, Cadre, and your man will come in with the ship whenever we're ready to leave, after they have dispatched the ion cannon. Sound good?
All right, so let me get this straight. Are you talking about doing the underwater infiltration?
Yes.
Okay, so essentially you're doing all plans.
Yes.
All plans.
We're not going to do one.
We're doing them all.
Three. And we're splitting the group.
If one fails, there's still two to go.
Exactly.
You're proving to be a valuable asset, Sifus.
He's a Mandalorian. Of course he is.
I can do anything. Money talks.
Okay, then Kress says I will prep my assault speeders, and we will be ready at dawn.
What time is it now?
It's evening time. That'll give the contact some time to get underwater speed or underwater ships, transports. All right.
Yeah, I'm going to want some time to meditate with this crystal, see what's up.
Okay. He's going to do that, and I'm going to make sure in very obvious terms to our liaison here that I expect a very lavish banquet tonight.
Okay. You start. That's fine. You're talking to him. What are you doing, Mike?
Meditating. You are going for a banquet. Okay.
We are, for lack of better terms, the shit around here. Right. So I mean, this is what we would. This is what you.
Yeah.
Expect.
Most of the people here have never seen a Sith ever, and now three of them walk in.
Technically, the banquet should have probably already been prepared and ready. So I'm just making sure I'm giving him out.
So I'll tell you what. You're talking to Lassiter, and you're telling him about this banquet, and as you walk into the banquet room, and there is a banquet.
I would assume that I'm going to get an invite to this, or no?
Are you a Sith?
Oh, is this a Sith-only banquet?
Probably, yeah.
Okay.
That's kind of how these things work.
So it's not so much a banquet as three really nice meals.
The Mandalorian's with me.
Apparently you need that, whatever that is.
Yes, I'm going to this banquet.
Right.
Okay. Kress. The Commander Kress, the two of you, as you're getting ready to go and meditate, he actually steps next to you guys as you're walking towards where you're going. And he says, allow me, my lords, to show you to where your apartments have been set up. So that leaves you alone with Lassiter. Lassiter.
And the banquet.
And the banquet hall. As everybody filters out and you're standing there with Lassiter, Lassiter turns and looks at you and he says, I hope that you succeed in your mission, my lord. He is a great man.
Take off my shirt.
What kind of party is this?
Whoa,
pants in my shirt. Because it's all, for me, it's all about, you know, this right now is all about decadence and,
right,
you know, living in the moment, you know.
Right.
And I fold it really, really neatly and I sit down to eat.
Okay.
Just almost like not even acknowledging what he said, okay, you know. And then as he leaves, I just give him a nod.
Well, he stands there for a minute and you take off your shirt and he doesn't faze him. And he says,
you could totally hit that.
Who are you talking to?
Good. Our liaison.
As I am his, so I am yours.
And I feel
totally hit that.
I get the feeling that he's like genuine, right?
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah. And he bows and turns and walks away as you start to eat. So Cress is walking.
As he's walking, I let him know, make sure my room is not empty tonight.
Yes, my lord.
Him.
And he's there.
No, not
dressed,
him.
Dressed as a
slave Leia.
No, Danny, it should totally be him.
No.
And that should be acceptable to you.
It is totally acceptable to me. Care less.
Wow. So
he's like the Sith Freddie Mercury.
That's right.
Man, fix those teeth, would you?
What?
Freddie Mercury's teeth were messed up.
Sith enough. David Bowie, perhaps.
Okay, so the two of you.
Eat a sandwich.
As you're walking, Commander Cress. He goes, may I speak freely, my lords?
You may.
You should say no.
No. No. Very well, my lords. Have a good night.
Exactly.
You may speak freely if you are prepared to accept the consequences.
I am, my lord.
Then you may speak.
This imperial liaison, Lassiter.
Yes.
I do not trust him.
Nor do I.
It was only because of my persistence that my unit was even included in this. Lassiter's plan for the Mandalorian hinged on subterfuge. I think that he has an ulterior motive.
And that would be?
I don't know, my lord. That's why I'm bringing it up to you. Perhaps you could shed light on where I've failed.
Perhaps.
We will meditate on this information, and the truth will come out.
If it weren't for myself, then the intelligence that you received about this target you were going to would have been incomplete. He knew nothing about the ion cannon. He would have had your ship fly right into it. He is either incompetent or he is setting you up.
Very well.
Says, I present that to my lords because I am not equipped to make such distinctions. If his loyalties are not with the Empire fully, I fear that my lords may be compromised once they get there. Perhaps if the forces there are alerted to your presence.
Very well.
Says, that is why I was so insistent on allowing my unit to cause as much disruption as possible.
And I shall be accompanying you.
Very well, my lord.
I fully trust in your powers of creation.
As well you should.
Yeah, anyhow, Sith banquet of Xandar's here. I'm going to invite Emma.
Okay.
What?
All right, so, yeah, she very demurely accepts your invitation, lets you know that she is attending the banquet for the Sith that the Imperial is throwing with Kadri, and she will let you know what she finds out.
Excellent. Won't stay out too late. Do you have protection?
No, right, she shows you her holdout blaster between her breasts.
Have a good night.
For listening. Our next episode will be released soon, so please subscribe. Properties used and or referenced during the production of this podcast are the exclusive rights of their respective owners. Openly Gamer Theater and Gamers Table are trademark properties of SideTangent Productions.